Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, February 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Birthdays, John Travolta is 60 today.
Hello, I'm John Travolta.
What a predicament.
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
Wee, you good looking.
Ain't it cool?
Nobel Prize winning novelist Toni Morrison, 83 today. Actress Molly Ringwald, the 80s teen princess, 46. On this day in history, in 1885, Mark Twain publishes the classic Adventures of Huckleberry Finn from PBS.
Set before the Civil War and before emancipation, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is the story of two runaways. A white boy, Tom's old friend Huckleberry Finn, fleeing civilization, and a black man, Jim, who is running away from slavery.
In 2001, NASCAR superstar Dale Earnhardt killed in a crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500. This is from Fox Sports.
Here's what happened up in turn three.
Oof. Well, this is huge because you go head on. And that TV does not do that justice. That is an incredible impact, head on. Throws you forward in the car. Those are the kind of accidents that absolutely are frightening.
While rescue workers attend to Dale Earnhardt, who is still in his car.
At the top of the charts, 1972, a song written and originally recorded by Badfinger, Harry Nilsson and Without You.
I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give anymore.
On the KETR events calendar, come on out and learn something new. A&M Commerce is offering a workshop that will guide you through the networking tool LinkedIn. This event will help you mold your job searching skills and help boost your networking. Be there Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. and the workshop continues until 8 p.m. in the Business Administration Building, Room 345. A LinkedIn workshop, 7 p.m. Tuesday, February 25th at A&M Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And Lavelle is also the Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction. Now, Lavelle, our thought for the day. Isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes, but when you look back, everything is different?
Well, I think I heard someone also coin the phrase, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Well, that too. Anyway, thanks to the great C.S. Lewis for that comment. Isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes, but you look back and everything is different?
That's right.
Well, one thing that is constantly changing, Lavelle, are the threats from illegal drugs, as we have discussed. And a few weeks ago, we talked about a drug called Crocodile on this program. And I understand you had quite a reaction from that little program.
Yes, because Crocodile, for the most part, most people don't have a clue as to what the drug is. In my professional and personal opinion, it is the most horrific drug that's ever been invented. When you're taking desamorphine, which for the most part is about 8 to 10 times more potent than morphine, when you're taking desamorphine, you're taking paint thinner, gasoline, iodine, liquefied marijuana, and you're placing it inside of a syringe to inject in your body, John Mark, society has no clue what we're getting ready for.
Now, briefly, Crocodile is an unusually destructive designer drug that was developed in Russia, now making inroads into the U.S. And, Lavelle, to see photos of the effects of this drug on the skin of users, just horrifying.
Yes, and the reason they call it Crocodile, because for the most part, it seems as though something has actually taken a bite out of a person's body part, whether it's on the arm, leg.
We are starting to see this show up in Texas now.
That is correct. And as I pointed out last time, when this drug first arrived in Utah, and to know that Utah has the lowest crime rate, the lowest drug use, use the Lord's arrest record and to see how it arrived there in Utah and then making it here in the state of Texas. It gives us great concern.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, also the Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction. Lavelle, there's been a lot of talk about marijuana lately, and we go from crocodile to old-fashioned marijuana here, but marijuana has been very controversial of late. A lot of discussion about decriminalizing marijuana or legalizing marijuana. What do you think?
I think, as you know, for the most part, marijuana has always been around. The discussion now about the potency of marijuana, the way individuals are actually growing the plant now, providing 24 hours worth of light, nurturing the soil, they're getting a plant that's actually more potent than what we saw back, let's say, in the 50s and 60s today.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the same marijuana that maybe people who are 50 or 60 years old remember from their college days.
That is correct. And also remember now, we're also dealing with what is called synthetic marijuana, which is K2, something that's actually created in a lab. That's man-made.
Yeah. Now, the president weighed in on this in an interview or something here a couple of weeks ago and basically said, marijuana is probably no more harmful than alcohol. What do you think?
Well, I'm never in a position of criticizing the president of the United States, nor anybody for that matter. But I disagree vehemently with the president on this one very much. So there is some serious concerns about the use of marijuana that's still out there. And I think the science community is going to have to do a better job of educating the public on it.
Yeah. Now, that is not to say that alcohol is not harmful.
Well, we know that for the most part, we have about 12% of the U.S. population that are actually addicted to alcohol in itself. And I think you pointed out something beautifully, that the listening audience needs to understand that alcohol, even though it's legal, alcohol is still a drug.
Mm-hmm. So to say, well, it's not more harmful than alcohol, makes it sound like that there's nothing to it. But alcohol itself is pretty harmful.
It's harmful because the fact that we know that it depresses the central nervous system, it lowers one inhibition, and he or she will do things that they normally would not do.
Well, what about medical marijuana?
I think for the most part, again, we do know that cannabidiol, which is actually separated from cannabinoids itself, we do know that there are some studies that have shown the medical value associated with it. People dealing with glaucoma, people in the late stages of their AIDS. We know that for the most part, from a medical standpoint, it's shown to be very effective. Unfortunately, science has not mastered it that we could actually separate that particular ingredient out of the plant itself.
Mm-hmm. When medical marijuana is permitted, is it administered under close supervision? I think that's maybe some of the hesitancy that some people have to think that, well, maybe this is just a way around, making it not making it legal, but making it available.
I think what is happening now, because we know that in Colorado you can buy purchases of marijuana, individuals are now self-medicating themselves. Mm. And that's the fear factor that is out there, is that individuals are not aware of what they're actually doing to their bodies. Again, I think that the science community is going to have to step to the forefront and help educate the public more about the ill effects associated with the use of marijuana. We do know that from a criminal standpoint, our jails are, running over with individuals that are arrested, maybe like 2 or 3 ounces of marijuana or the residue associated with it. That's something that even the Texas legislature is after going to look at very carefully. We know that in California, when they used to have what is called the three strikes and you're out, well, those individuals now, those prisoners are, guess where? They're here in Texas because California's run out of room. And Texas, for the most part, we build prisons and we bring individuals to the states here.
Hmm. Well, I suspect we'll be talking about this again at some point in the future.
It's not going to go away.
Right. Lavelle Hendricks, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy that hot chocolate. You know that. Thanks.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.